Artificial Intelligence. What is really behind it? Part 2 of Who Knows How Many. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of June 4th, 2025. I will say my main point with this video right now at the beginning. Artificial intelligence and the internet it uses are extraterrestrial technology from off-planet. People on Earth are given the illusion of a progression in the advancement of their science, as it is easy for them to see how computers evolved from huge machines full of exposed cables and that filled up an entire room, to a powerful modern handheld device called a smartphone. Therefore, they assume that what they have today is a logical evolution of those first computers, yet it is another highly used trick of the controllers of Earth which they have employed in many other areas, starting with the official version of Earth's history, which is a conveniently made-up story that uses distorted bits and pieces of real events to enhance its credibility, and that does not reflect what really happened, as proved by so much evidence that is coming up nowadays. There is a progression in Earth's history, from ancient times to the Industrial Revolution, to the advancement of modern science, mostly stimulated by big wars. Therefore, there is a technological progression in just about every field, for example, transportation, moving from primitive cars and planes to modern sophisticated ones. All of which adds credibility as one field corroborates another, backing each other's lies because they all fit together. Although there is some logical and genuine progression in many aspects, because of honest human ingenuity, there is a technological aspect in which progression has been simulated for humankind more than any other, and that is computers and their related communication systems. This is something my Tejetan group witnessed firsthand with cell phones, where people were first given big, clumsy ones that looked like bricks, and they quickly evolved to nicer ones with beautiful designs, and then finally to modern-day smartphones that all look the same, when the controllers of Earth had those smartphones prepared since at least the decade of the 1980s. This goes for the internet as well, as it also had a false evolution, only existing as the infrastructure was set in place around the world, including the also false evolution of personal computers, and as they slowly cooked the population of Earth, making them progressively more and more dependent on digitally controlled systems which are impossible to understand for the average person. All those technological evolutions are valid only from the point of view of the experience of the people on Earth. I accept that, yet from above all that technology has been, and is still being carefully dosed, as the controllers of Earth see fit for their agendas. The internet is a variation of a much larger intercommunication web that exists among countless Galactic Federation member star races, and that in practice works the same way as the internet does on Earth, because it has the very same structure, as it provides a highly efficient information system that unites all of them. This non-human interstellar internet works with codified gravity, and the closest description using Earth words is that it uses lepton muon neutrino pulses, which at a quantum level affect everywhere at once. Therefore they can only be everywhere in the known universe, or not at all. Therefore pulses of them can be coded with a simple binary system, although non-human advanced races have also transcended digital systems based on ones and zeros. Coded gravity pulses transcend all distances as if they were not even there, as they work through another much higher existential realm. They are systems which move through the so-called spirit world, therefore, the transmission of data is always immediate, regardless of where in the galaxy the transmitter and the receiver are located. For Earth, the Galactic Federation controllers opted for a highly controllable, simplified digital system, which by nature cannot ever compete with the more advanced quantum holographic computers they have. Therefore, humanity would always be at a disadvantage. A non-human quantum holographic computer bases its logical systems on an array of several million miniaturized particle accelerators, and the results that their sensors display as they extract data from a quantum field. What I mean by quantum field is the lattice of the universe itself as a whole and including all dimensions, timelines, and existential densities. All as a unity, it can affect the behavior of all kinds of particles across all those dimensions, timelines, and existential densities, yet it affects some more than others, and the most sensitive ones, which are both a particle and a wave, like light is as well, can also be described as a directional flow with a wave, which is gravity, and the ones with the closest human description are lepton muon neutrinos. Gravity, as described by advanced interstellar races, is a wave in the ether that is potential energy, and only with the intervention of focused consciousness awareness and intention, coming from something or someone with a consciousness, will it focus enough potential energy into the crest of a standing wave, which will then become a particle. That is why I say that gravity is both a wave and a particle, which is the basic building block of hard matter. Research standing waves on your internet, and the Taygetan theory of manifestation in my channel and the ones of my predecessors, for more information, as I cannot go down that road right now, it is just too big a subject. I know that my predecessors used to say that you could not connect extraterrestrial quantum holographic computers to Earth's digital ones, allegedly because their systems were highly incompatible, and because the quantum holographic computers would literally overload and even burn the digital computers' processors. I don't know where that allegation came from, or what agenda was behind it, or why they used to say that, because I know that the quantum holographic computer system and the digital one communicate all the time. What is more, the digital one was specifically designed to be a limited, toned-down subsystem of the quantum holographic one, therefore always completely under its control. The human internet was designed and set in place to control humankind, its entire social, technological and scientific structure, and what is worse, it was set in place to control the minds of the people of Earth, what and how they think, and ultimately what they manifest as their reality through their collective unconscious. It keeps the vast majority of the human population under a constant spell which robs their attention away from the very life they have in front of them, as what comes out of their control interface devices, their cell phone screens, will always be more stimulating than the seemingly slow and monotonous real life around them. This way, the controllers of the internet, which are the controllers of Earth, can maximize the time the human population is exposed to their mind control mechanisms, therefore optimizing exploitation. The controllers have managed to implement a sick dependency of the entire population and society on the internet and its digital systems to the point that if it were to shut down, for example as the result of a power failure, the entire social and economic structure on Earth would collapse in a matter of days if not hours, as nothing would work, no water, no critical services, no communications, and no long-range transportation. You can see my point here. The internet controls everything at the convenience of the controllers of Earth. I know the internet has many good things, so it is easy to consider it a double-edged sword. Some experts may even say that it has done more good than harm, but I disagree. To humanity as a whole, it has done unbelievable harm, making the average person depend on systems they can't even begin to understand, therefore they cannot fix, let alone control. Human Lyrians are group creatures. They are programmed to need a clan, a tribe, as biologically they are not equipped to survive on their own. Yes, There are many good things about the internet. You wouldn't be listening to me without it. But those good parts can only be used and exploited by the few people who have such a high level of consciousness awareness that they can transcend those other agendas well enough to filter what is useful to them and discard what is not. Also, seeing through the garbage, the programming, and the imposed values which go against their own. There are some quantum computers on Earth, as humans themselves call them, which were probably set in place there somehow to maximize the interface with the ones off-planet, yet those are in no way comparable to the power and efficiency of the ones highly advanced interstellar civilizations use. Quantum holographic computers can access information from any density, timeline, or existential dimension that matches the vibration of their sensors and components, using the very same principles of faster-than-light starship and portal technology. Their nanoparticle accelerators are stimulated and influenced by energy fields that are not always in the same existential realm the machine itself is in. This opens an entire, huge, can of worms I will be discussing in my next video about this subject. Even demons exist in the astral realms, including the hideous, dark, and cruel lower astral. They are difficult to find. They only use visible entities, people, extraterrestrial regressive races, and so on, as masks and agents when they, as masters, cannot be easily located. The problem is that the internet, or the interstellar information web, which is the same thing, essentially also controls the matrix outside Earth, so you can imagine the ramifications of all this. Humanity is not the only one being controlled by this immense internet system. I will go into this in detail in the next video about artificial intelligence. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.